We're back on the Mark and Andy Show.
You're out of your mind. You know that?
On Detroit's Rock Station, 101 WRIF.
Gotta throw it out there. Breakfast pretzels. Not a great idea.
That's too dry of food, right?
I'm so thirsty right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no good.
Well, you're also drinking pop.
Yeah.
It's like not the way to start the morning.
Yeah. Like, well, look good on paper, but...
I shouldn't have probably ate a Snickers, right? But well, I was like...
Probably a better choice.
What I always tell myself is like, there's peanuts in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's healthy.
That's like how I rationalize it. There's peanuts in there.
Yeah.
Are peanuts, that's fine. Do they consider peanuts healthy? Aren't they full of cholesterol?
Yeah, depending on what you're talking about.
Probably.
Salted?
What you're comparing them to.
To me, that's like, I'm like, protein. Got peanuts.
I bought a bag of Dunkin' Donuts because I get up early.
I eat a payday. I'm like, that's basically a turkey sandwich.
Although you won't even eat, you wouldn't even eat that free turkey sandwich.
Oh.
Well, I ate it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you did.
I was just like,
of course you did.
My favorite part was just like when I was like, it's all right. I'll just throw it away. No. Don't do that. Is there any mustard anywhere? You know about any mustard? I don't know about any station mustard.
We have station mustard.
Do we?
Yeah, I found it.
Mm. So last night, as I just recalled this, we're sitting at the bar having some drinks, and overly straight guy Ken sitting next to me goes, look at that guy over there in the window, the table in the window. I'm like, okay. He goes, I think he's drooling. I look over. I'm like, I don't see any drool. So I'm staring at him for a few seconds, and the light's coming in from behind him, so it's more of a silhouette than anything else I can see.
Yeah.
And his nose was dripping.
Nose drip.
Did it land like on the table?
Right on the table.
Don't say. I read a news story. There was this lady that had what she thought was a runny nose. Just kept dripping, drip, drip, drip. Turned out it was brain fluid.
Oh. That's something.
That took a turn.
Mm-hmm.
That took a turn. So was she okay?
This guy might be dripping his brain fluid out everywhere.
That's worse. I don't even really care what it is coming out of your nose. I don't want to see it drip.
Yeah, it's no good.
Did he wipe it off?
Probably not. I mean, he probably
Did he acknowledge it?
Didn't even phase it.
At a bar, do they even wash tables?
No, I don't think they do.
Probably with the mop water. I don't know.
Yeah, they use that stupid rag they use for everything.
Yeah, the gray rag.
Let's
get some of the blue!
Yeah. But just to look over, stare at somebody, and see a drip out of somebody's nose, that's the worst thing I've ever...
I'd have been like...
Ken and I both went, it's out of his nose!
I'm so glad that you didn't point that out, because...
Dripping out of his nose!
I can't handle stuff like that, man. I'll projectile vomit.
Yeah, it was no good.
Yeah, no, that's not something you want to see, especially at an establishment where there's eating and drinking going on.
And I find it funny that somehow we went back to normal conversation and I forgot all about it until just a couple minutes ago.
That's awful.
I don't know. I feel like I was in the spirit realm with you guys.
I was in the spirit realm for a lot of it. I didn't know any of this had happened.
Yeah. There's a few things that there was a kid.
Yeah, there's people bringing kids in there and I'm like, get it out of here.
Well, the weird thing about the place we're talking about is like we're all at the bar, so there's like five separate conversations going on at all times.
Yeah.
Oh, it was
loud.
Crazy.
Yeah,
loud conversations.
Loud conversations.
We're a loud bunch, turns out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ken makes up for like 80% of that, and then the rest of us are the other 20.
Yeah.
But, you know, so once he leaves, it gets a little bit quieter.
Yeah. The whole bar goes down a couple notches.
Yeah. A little bit, but we have fun.
It's like there could be five of us, and it sounds like there's 80 people in the bar.
Oh, it's true. We sound like a whole birthday party.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. It sounds like a 21st birthday party.
Like, people walk by on the street and go, man, that bar must be really packed in there.
Yeah, it's just Ken and Al.
That is.
The weirdest part for me yesterday is, and Mark had made the comment, because we went right after work, and it was really nice out yesterday, bright sunshine, and that was like, I felt like that bar had, I mean, we've been there 1,000 times, and it has never been that dark. Like, yeah, it was so dark.
They changed the lighting. It's things got weird. Like there was like a new bartender there once when I went in there, and it was real bright in there. And I was just realized how much of a regular I was because
you noticed the lighting. In the
I was
bar.
Like, it's the brightness. And then she didn't know my order, and I was like, "What do you mean? What do I want? What is this? That's madness!"
Then you realize I'm here too much.
Yeah, I'm like, everything's upside down. You don't know what I want. The lights, the horrible lights.
I had walked outside at one point and was like, "Oh my god, it's still daylight." Yeah. We've had way too many.
What I do like right about that place is they're not one of those places that's like, we open the doors and the windows because it's nice outside. Good night.
Now they have the air cranked.
Yeah, they didn't even get windows.
You crank the AC when it's hot outside. Otherwise, I'm just a hot man eating tacos or whatever.
They didn't even get windows until like 2012, I think.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, it was dark enough.
I love that. No windows. I love no windows.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like brightness, but I don't like to eat. I don't
you know
like
those
eat
places
patio.
Though that they're like, we're like going to open the door and the stuff so that yeah. like it's nice out. And that's like, it's like you're trying to save on your electric bill. I know what you're up to.
Yeah, and they got the patio. I don't understand the patio. Yeah. I don't want to be a station last night. Like if you're gonna be on a patio, okay. If it's like a nature setting,
I was gonna say like off a lake maybe.
Yeah, and I'm having dinner on a patio, fine. But if I'm gonna sit out in traffic on Woodward, why am I sitting out on traffic? In Woodward
I'm like again? Fresh fish, man. Like you gotta get me from one cold environment right to another one as quickly as possible. Like you're bringing groceries home.
We're outside too long. Andy's gonna spoil.
I'm gonna spoil.
You
want to spoil, Andy? I'm gonna spoil. You get me in that cool air.
Yeah, what's funny is that all up Woodward, all of those restaurants have that patio. And, like, some of them have it in the back, like that strip of bars and restaurants, which in the back area, it's, you
I'm
know,
fine
there's like
with
an
the
alleyway.
Option, but don't open up the whole bar just because some people the like it out
doors.
There.
I'm just picturing you being transported in one of those, like, bags you get from the store to put frozen food in.
Oh, yeah, well, they should transport me in those things. They make organs. They yep. take organs to the doctors in.
Full-size cooler.
A little ice chest.
The full-size cooler.
Just... We roll up to the bar. We got, like, a cooler with us. Like, oh, where's Andy? Hold.
And I'm like, hey. Ooh, nice and cool in here. Just like I like it. Because I don't like that heat.
Yeah, no, neither. I don't. Why people want to sit out in the heat. I'm like, why? Why are we doing that?
Jade was talking about going to Alaska, and I was telling her, I said, hey, last thing you need is get gored by a moose.
Yeah.
And that just cracked me up because it just like is the last thing she really
Well,
needs.
I've been going through like back and forth in my head about being prepared for this trip. It's going to be different here in the Midwest.
Because you're going in a couple weeks to Alaska with a bunch of friends. And
yeah.
And so you were talking last night about you were going to buy a map.
Yeah.
A map's not going to get you out of there.
Yeah. If you get a point where you need a map and you're in Alaska, you're dead.
Yeah, I mean, I do have a compass. I did buy a
What's
compass.
A compass going to do?
It's going to tell me the direction.
Gee, but what are you going to walk south?
You know how big Alaska is?
Just going to walk south? I mean, what's your game plan?
Well, the thing is, I don't know. I guess the map, the idea
did
behind
Did you know you could fit 1,000 Texases in Alaska?
Yeah, I know. Well, we're going to this island. We're going to go camping for a few days on the coast.
Kodiak.
No, we're not going to Kodiak Island, but very close.
Yeah,
but,
those bears are going to swim right over and get you.
My plan is to not, like, venture far from the campsite.
I'd just be in the fire. I'd stay in the fire.
Yeah.
To a safe place, Jade.
Probably. I don't know.
Did you get you an elephant gun?
No, but I think that my friends that I'm going with...
Got your bear spray?
They've got that. I know for sure that they've got the bear spray. But, yeah, I was so intrigued because you guys know I love a map, right? And it's hard to find maps. Like an atlas, like you got to go to like a super center.
Nobody has them.
Nobody has them. And so I was at REI because I was buying, you know, $400 waterproof pants. And I spent way too much money on all of that stuff, which Mark was like, you went to like the most expensive place, but it's fine. And then I turned around and there was a whole stand of maps, all the maps, different maps of the states.
You
and
bought
they
waterproof
huge.
Pants for Alaska?
Yeah.
What are you going waiting?
Are you going on a fishing boat? What are you?
You need to figure out what you're doing exactly.
I am going with people who are very adventurous and that like nature.
Seems like
and they told you to buy water pants.
I bought them on my own.
It turns out Jade works on a fishing boat. I saw her on Deadliest Catch
yes,
last season.
Yeah. Crab fishing with Sven
That's
or whatever.
I'm going to come back and be like, guys, I'm hanging up this whole radio thing. I'm going out on the boat.
Going crabbing.
Full pot. Crabbing. I got a full pot.
Jade just sliding around on an icy boat with her
old Jade full pot Springer.
I have one of those giant yellow hats. It's going to be
I
awesome.
I can't believe you bought water pants. That's insane.
They're waterproof pants. The thing is the island that we're going to, there's no running water. There is no...
So you put the water in the pants to wash your legs?
No, but that thought in my head is hilarious.
Yeah.
No, it's just to we're there. There's no contact.
Seems like
with the
water pants are a little over-preparing.
I just, I don't want to get wet. I don't want to be wet and soaking wet the whole time.
Let's talk about what you said you were going to get the other day.
Oh,
you said
no,
you were getting a
say?
Full mosquito
yeah.
thing.
You're going to get a mosquito net hat?
Yeah.
A mosquito hat, Jade?
Yeah, full-blown mosquito hat. I got to find one. I walked around REI. I couldn't find one. I might have to order it online.
What are you, a beekeeper? What are you?
No, but they say that the mosquitoes out there, they're intense. I was told that it's
Is this
important.
A vacation or a torture? It's torture.
It's getting... My friends that I'm going with out there, they tried to get us to go to on a second...
Can't they just go to a city up there?
Don't they have cities?
Yeah.
Go to the zoo, Jade. Go to the zoo.
What kind of frontier are you, what are you about to do?
The Alaska, I don't know, man. I'm about to get into it, though.
There's gold in them there hills. What are you?
Yeah. Yes,
Prospector Jade.
We're going to be gone for like 10 days. The first part of the trip, we're going on this camping thing, and then back to the city.
3-hour tour. That's what they said.
4-hour boat ride, man. The
$400 water pants.
That was an exaggeration, but I did. They were pricey. They were a pricey pair of pants.
Get sand shoes.
No, but I gotta look into the mosquito netting and water. I need water boots.
You're gonna get off the boat, and everybody else is gonna have like a backpack. And you're gonna have like two huge like.
I brought a tent and some pots, you know, because it's still just camping.
You know, like in the 1800s when they come across the seas with those big trunks.
Right.
That's what you're gonna be rolling off the plane with.
Likely. I just want to be prepared.
Airdrop your supplies in, Jade.
I'm okay with that. I probably just, you know what? Take me back. Just take me
it's
back.
It's just an oddly specific, the moisture pants is an oddly specific thing.
I just want to stay dry.
I feel like I'm going to be sleeping in damp.
It's going to be damp.
Okay, I want you to bring some bug spray.
Yep.
Maybe some toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
And those waterproof pants.
Yeah.
You have waterproof pants. You don't want to get your legs all waterlogged.
I'm going to be the driest person in Alaska. I'll just tell you that much. Because I got the waterproof pants. And then they've got, I went through and like read like all about all the clothes. Like they all like, they dry really easily. Like they maintain your temperature. They protect you from the sun.
You and I are so different because I would just roll into this trip with no plan at all.
I'd go in a button up.
You got flannel on. You know, it gets down to 8 degrees at night. You're wearing a flannel.
That's all I got.
That's all I brought.
I looked into it. At night, it goes down to about 50. And we're going to be sleeping outside. So.
Jade's like, this is a star navigator in case.
Yeah, I'm going to have my compass, and I might have...
That's so funny. Like, you're in the middle of an island, and you just got a compass. Like,
what? You're freaking me out. This whole thing's giving me anxiety.
Yeah, you're going into the wild. This is definitely an into-the-wild situation where you're just going to be found.
Do you have your nuts and berries book?
That's a good idea.
Don't eat the wrong berries.
Yeah, get the nuts and berries book.
I'll get the nuts and berries book. Mark did tell me, like, last night we were talking about it.
You don't want Eddie Vedder singing about you.
He just kept telling me that I'm overthinking it. He's like, Jade, you're overthinking the whole thing.
Yeah.
I just want to be prepared.
You are.
You know?
You're prepared for anything.
Yeah. I mean, what happens if these giant mosquitoes get to me?
You're like, that right there, that's a narwhal whistle. I'm chasing narwhal away if it comes up.
Is that
whale
a real thing?
Yeah.
I got a whale attack. I got a whistle for it.
Narwhal's got a unicorn horn on it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those before. Yeah. Are those out there in the Alaska ocean? Yeah.
We were talking about the End of the Wild, that movie.
Yeah.
And the book, too. And then I thought about it for a second. I'm like, wait a minute. He died on a bus.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
How far out in the woods was he where they could get a bus there?
It's wild that they got that bus there.
Why is there a bus in the middle of the woods?
It just, probably somebody murdered somebody there a long time ago.
Didn't he discover the bus?
Yeah,
So he wasn't driving. He didn't drive it in there.
No, but somebody did.
So you got to have your nuts and berries book.
And find a bus.
Look for buses.
Get your bus airdropped in.
Mm.
That'll save me.
Yeah. We'll never see you again.
Nope.
No fun. It's been a real good time.
Two guys dealing with important man issues and a head-splitting Saturday hangover.
Hashtag intense.
It's Mark and Andy on the Rift.